WHAN Radio does not share the same views and opinions of Radio Rubber Room, nor should anyone.
A story which contains more than first meets the ear.
Time does not pay.
Hello!
Whoa.
You like that sound effect?
Yeah.
That's something new we're working on. Welcome to Radio Rubber Room, broadcasting live from Ashland, Virginia, the center of the universe, on WHAN 1430 AM 102.9 FM, and also heard on RadioRubberRoom.podbean.com. We've got a great show for you tonight, this evening. We have the Trungoni Band here this evening, and I said that right?
Yeah.
I got it right.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
How often do people, like, mess that up?
People leave the E off a lot, yeah. Right?
It's been butchered.
All right, so we're going to fix that right now, guys. It is the Trungoni Band, not a silent E.
Yes.
Problem solved. Here we go. All right, so how did you guys come up with that name?
It was given to me and my brother by birth.
Oh, nice. So you guys are brothers.
We are.
So that's your parents, just went with naming you guys one thing.
Yes.
For both of you.
Let's go around the room here. We've got Andrew on lead vocals and guitar, correct?
Yes.
Andrew Trungoni.
Andrew Trungoni.
Yeah, I said it wrong already. God, we're gonna fix it by the end of the show. Then over on playing the congas tonight, right?
And
the conga and the bongos. Yeah. We have Johnny. Over there, and you also play the drum kit when you guys do your electric show.
Yep.
Good. And then, who's this gentleman over here on the bass? You guys tell me. You guys tell me. We're interviewing
you. That's our father.
It's your father. I get it now. So you guys are a family.
Yeah.
So this must be your
Partridge family.
Your other brother over here with the saxophone.
This is a distant cousin removed a distant couple cousin. Times.
What is your name, good sir?
My name's Matt Zavitz.
So you're adopted?
Of sorts.
Not formally.
We've accepted him. Accepted
in the family.
He's accepted us.
So you guys, so you just weren't interested in producing a saxophone player.
Ran out.
I guess.
Well, thanks for joining the team. Thanks for joining the family there, man.
Yeah.
All right. So tell everybody a little bit about the Trungoni Band.
We're missing one member also. We have a keyboard player, Brett Zerdling, he is the distant uncle.
No relation.
Okay. he plays keys for us, but he unfortunately couldn't be here tonight. So just wanted to
So he's not committed.
Give him a shot. No, he's not
committed. Uh-huh. He's not committed to the band. So, are there plans after this whole situation to find a new keyboard player that's going to come to the radio show? let's kick him out right now.
He obviously missed the gig of the year.
This is definitely one of the smoothest gigs. There's like nothing to worry about. You don't have to bring any fans or anything.
Yeah, that's right. Well, this is about how many people we play for anyway. So.
Oh, yeah?
You get like a 20-minute break between songs.
Yeah, 20-minute break in between songs.
Oh, yeah.
That's way more than, like, the union standard. So, yeah. Well, cool. You guys open up the event we put on, actually, a tobacco company once a month. But you guys play there more than once a month.
Yep.
Yeah.
Every week, right?
Yeah, We do just about every Sunday before y'all's thing. Sunday nights, and then we do some Fridays, which is the electric set. So we do, you know, split it up. We do some Fridays electric and then the acoustic thing on Sundays.
Mellowed out on the Sundays. Yeah. So if we were to ever book you guys for the tobacco company event, you guys would have to play twice. You guys could do the acoustic
unplugged and then the electric.
Yeah. We'll talk about that. That's a little much. Oh, just kidding.
We'll talk about not right now. We'll talk about that later.
Well, hold on. I want to say something because we've been doing this for 9 months now, and you guys have been there the whole time. We have not sat down and talked about it. Kind of feels a little separate.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't talked about like working together. Yeah, we should be doing this together. I love the Richmond Music Reviews, and I love the fact that you guys are doing it every Sunday. And you know, it's just tobacco is a great place to put on a show like that.
Well, cool. We'll talk about that more in the future. You know, we'll talk about that. It is time to take a little bit of a break here. This is Apache Radio with High and Away.
Trouble, trouble, gone, and comrade, join me at the Republic. Small plates, soups, salads, sandwiches, and entrees with international flair. Comfort food for Richmond. Fill up your belly while not emptying your wallet. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street. Weekly dance parties and live entertainment almost every night. Locally owned and operated. The Republic, RVA.com. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street, Richmond.
Babies! Science nerds are nearly certain that there will always be a possibility that they exist. Who will watch them?
I'm slasher porn film director and one-time most dangerous game survivor, Viper Cobra. And my Extreme Baby Survival Center is now open.
Radical!
We'll take care of your buttery baby from the day you take it home from the hospital and turn him into a badass babe napping, rock hard, badass baby.
Badass baby?
Yeah!
Baby is so badass.
24/7 care. There will be no teddy bears.
No nap time.
No coddling.
Your baby will learn to change his own diaper.
So extreme.
We'll whip your baby in the shape with many new programs, including
chainsaw juggling,
tattoo art,
welding,
smelting,
sword swallow,
catfish noodling,
bomb defuser,
lion tame,
alligator wrestling,
gun and knife skills,
moonshine.
Yeah!
Your baby will learn the secrets to the Kama Sutra.
Kama Sutra.
So bad. Here at Viper Cobra's Extreme Baby Survival Center, your baby will learn to fend for itself, only eating the wild game that they must hunt and prepare themselves.
Yeah!
Or face the feeding chamber!
Feeding chamber!
One baby comes out.
One survivor.
Yeah.
Now available. Pre-birth training.
Punch, yeah. Punch, punch.
Punch, kick.
Punch, kick.
Punch, kick.
Head punch.
Scream.
Scream, yeah. Your baby will perform his own C-section.
To max.
And when he does, he'll slap the doctor in the face.
Kick ass.
And light a cigar.
A Cuban.
Yeah.
So bad.
Think your baby can't handle this program? I once climbed Everest when I was a baby.
Four times.
You leave your baby with me, and I guarantee you he'll leave here a toddler on a motorcycle with a Class 2 weapons license.
Weapons license.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here at Viper Cobra's Extreme Baby Survival Center, we're going to inject protein shakes directly into their chest.
Protein shakes
directly to your baby's chest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Extreme. Extreme.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Simon. Simon, sweetie.
What is it, Mom? It's kind of busy right now.
Simon, baby, what are you doing in there?
I'm fighting my action figures right now, Mom, and using my imagination.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sweetie. I just wanted to let you know your favorite show, Radio Rubber Room, is on.
Oh, sweet. I'll be ready in 15 seconds.
I knew it was your favorite, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
Yes, yes, yes.
Radio Rubber Room, it's a show without any S's in the name.
Now the doctor called me crazy. skank. Cause around here it's not looking good. Well, now a couple more shots of whiskey. Now I'm going down to Minglewood.
That was the Trogoni Band with New Minglewood Blues here on Radio Rubber Room. So, guys, tell us what's new with you guys. What's going on? You guys got some big gigs booked. You guys got some recordings happening.
We got a lot of things booked. We're booked every week, every weekend. You know, just random things, bars, parties, weddings, festivals. We got the Watermelon Festival coming up on. Next Sunday. So, that's a big one. That's one of our favorites.
Actually, yeah, we'll be running sound.
Oh, and Love Fest. Yeah, next week.
Well, for Watermelon Festival on August 5th, Sunday, next Sunday, the Trogoni Band will be running the main stage at Colonial,
mm-hmm.
For 311 Productions, and I guess we start around 10:30, go to about 6, mm-hmm. and it'll be a multitude of bands, and we'll be taking the stage around 2:15 for a 45-minute or 1-hour set right in the middle of the day there. So we've done it 2 years in a row. This will be the third year, actually.
So were you guys involved in booking that too, like, or
no.
running the stage though?
No, we've run that stage mm-hmm. the last 2 years, and now you know, and we just keep doing it. So,
and do you guys work with Mickey or Mike over there?
Yeah, Mickey and Mike.
They are so pleasant to work with. Yes, I love really working with those guys.
Mickey's great. She's done a lot for us. She's booked us at the State Fair now 3 years in a row. Kind of a payback for doing the main stage. So there's a it's really good to work with Mickey
last year too.
And Shamrock the Block. And that was another thing I was going to say was Matt's. Although not part of the family, he's our sax player, but and Brett on the keyboards. But when we play events, like depending on the venue or the type of event, we like to call on a lot of local Richmond musicians, a lot of females singers like Tina Marie or Alana Heiner to join us. When we did the national, when we opened for Zoso, we had Alana on backup vocals. Adds a lot to the mix. So. Mm-hmm. We like to get other people involved. Tina sings with us at Cary Street Cafe when we do our Grateful Dead set. So definitely like to get a lot of people involved. And with the way we roll, especially that we have a large song selection, we pretty much can incorporate as many musicians as we can get on the stage mm-hmm. to help us out. So it's cool.
How do you guys
tell me about the Zoso show at the National? How long, that was a couple months ago?
That was in January.
Almost
January,
a year ago? Yeah. How was that?
Awesome.
Yeah?
Awesome.
Had to be it was a packed house, right?
Yeah, it was.
It was great.
Was Psychobilly Cadillac on that bill too?
Yes.
I remember. I saw you guys. I came to that show. Yeah. Yeah, saw you guys. Sweet. Yeah.
Zoso,
that was a packed house.
Zoso is the Led Zeppelin cover?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't on that.
Sorry, Matt.
That was on like the moon or something.
We received a lot of good press from that show and a lot of kudos. So we really enjoyed
and
that
it,
a lot.
It had to be like almost opening for Led Zeppelin.
It was cool.
The Page guy. When we saw him sound checking, it's like, these look like regular dudes. And then he came in his full getup as I was like, oh my God, yeah, Johnny, is that Jimmy Page that just walked in here?
I've met guys in tribute bands before that will not get out of character.
Yeah,
I mean, were they like that? Yeah, like even off stage, like off stage, like in character.
How do you guys like playing at Carey Street Cafe?
We love it.
It's one of our favorites.
Carey Street Cafe is awesome.
Every time I go to a show there, it's always fun, man.
It's great.
There's always good vibes in there.
Yeah, awesome. Great vibes.
Yeah, Robin runs a nice place there. We really enjoy it. It took us a long time because we had made contact a year and a half ago or so, and at the time we were more of a blues southern rock band, and we started to evolve into doing a lot more Grateful Dead stuff and jam, and she gave us a chance, and now we're regular. So a big thank you to her, and we love playing there. We absolutely love it. So
I mean, it's a small place, but it's so personal. That's probably one of the most personal places to have like a show.
Awesome. Yeah. One of the best bars in Richmond, hands down.
How many shows are y'all doing per se a month around now?
We typically do at least three to five a week. We're playing 3 to 5 nights a week.
Uh-huh. And no, but you do some writing though, correct, Andrew?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I have for a while, and actually just started to kind of pick it up again. I kind of hit a rut for a little bit, and you know, was just kind of busy with work and school, and you know, just playing what we're doing.
I have a solution for that. Just quit your job.
Yeah, exactly.
Just quit your job. You're the pops, man. He's like, no, shaking his head. Are you guys working on getting some material recorded at all?
Possibly. Yeah, uh-huh. It's in the future. It's a goal.
It's a goal.
I got like a recorder when I was like maybe 14 for Christmas or something, and I've been recording myself for a long time, but just writing things on my own. But I recently got together with actually Matt here and a couple other friends, and just working on different projects, writing, and just kind of collaborating with other people, and you know, hopefully making something happen.
Yeah, and I'd actually met you guys couple years ago, that the open mic I was running back then, and you guys came in young. You guys were really young at the time, right?
Yeah, that was a long time.
And you guys were shredding, you know. you know, how long have you been playing, and how long have you been shredding?
The shredding, you're talking about the guitar, right?
Whatever, paper.
Yeah,
well, I did see you off to the side in between sets, like shredding documents. I don't know what that was.
Yeah, well, you know, I like to shred paper in my free time.
Yeah, and somebody's
got
to do it.
I got a paper shredder when I was 10. But I've been playing guitar since about 10 or 11. It was like the end of fifth grade, so I guess I was about to turn 11. So, like, I guess 11 years, 10, 11 years.
Not the same on the drums?
10 years, yeah. I started when I was 8.
Uh-huh. And you started on the bass. How long have you been playing that thing?
Long enough.
Was this the plan, John? Was this the plan? I mean, is this how you... When you were... I don't know what's wrong with the microphones currently, but when you were younger, did you plan to birth a whole entire band?
I mean, the story goes that growing up in the 70s, everybody took guitar lessons. I took guitar lessons. I played guitar off and on, but mostly here and there and with occasional bands, one day, Andrew came and grabbed one of my guitars that was laying around the house and came back 6 months later and said, check this out. And he shredded some riff. I don't know if it was Clapton or something. And I said, whoa. And we started a band. Johnny got on the drums and we started jamming. We played some neighborhood parties in Wyndham. And then one thing led to another. And four years ago... actually 5 or 6 years ago, when Andrew was working at a place called Java Jody's, they let him play, and the rest is history.
Awesome.
All right, well, we do have to take take a little break here. There was one gig I saw on your website that we're going to get to when we come back that I wanted to know more about, but we'll get to that after the break. It is time to play a song. This is Farm Vegas with Sway.
Rubber Room. There's only one thing that gets me more energized, and that's getting dragged by a horse. Nipple clamp. Ha! Yeah. Computers are for sissy boys. I only listen to Radio Rubber Room through the metal plate in my head. Yeah. But if you want to hear Radio Rubber Room, go to www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now! Yeah. Radio Rubber Room. Awesome.
Welcome, my friends, to Alejandro's fine world of art. I'm Alejandro, and I'll be your guide. Today, we will be working with wood. Working the wood is art in its most natural of states. So natural. First, a little history of wood. Man has always had wood at his disposal. Wood comes from trees. Trees need wood to stay erect. I love trees because they give me wood. Choose your wood wisely. Working with a soft wood is less pleasurable. You will find the functionality of soft wood to be disappointing. It is important that you choose a hard wood. Some wood is so strong that even Mother Earth cannot blow them down, such as hickory, the hardest wood. Once you have chosen your tree, You will know it is the wood you want, because it is throbbing in the sky, begging to come down for release. It is ideal that you have a partner to get that wood down, but I prefer the solo method. Get a firm grip on your wood-felling tool and stroke it, thrusting it with all of your might, as deeply into the wood as possible. Thrust and pull, and thrust and pull, and thrusting and pulling. Steady now. Timber! Bust your load of wood all over the ground. Now that you have obtained wood, maintain it by getting it milled into a more workable shape. Get your wood milled into different thicknesses depending on your preference. I prefer 2 inches of thickness. Now I am really ready to work it. The wood, I mean. Since I've just destroyed an avian domicile, I will be constructing a birdhouse. In order to make your birdhouse, you must measure your wood. Measure and cut several units. Drilling in one, an orifice that is large enough to fit even the largest of wood peckers. Attach them using butt joints. A butt joint is a joinery technique in which two members are joined simply by butting them together. You must reinforce your butt joints. You'll need a dowel rod. Drill holes at the butt joint. Deep, but not so deep. Smear your double-headed dowel rod with lubrication. Make sure you dock your members at the correct angles or your dowels will ream your holes. That's right, ram all those rods in there. Clamp them tightly to hold the unit in place. Reinforce all the butt joints with a good screwing. Get as many screws in there as possible. Screw it, screw it, screw it, screw it. Keep screwing, flip it over, screw it some more. Screw it, screw it, screw it. Yes, 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 yes. Jam a post in the bottom. Ah! After all this woodworking, I'm in need of a nap. Don't touch me.
The Tobacco Company, located on the corner of East Cary and 12th Street in historic Shaka Bottom. For 30 years, the Tobacco Company has been a staple for dining and entertainment here in Richmond. Their upstairs and downstairs dining area and Victorian lounge make it a perfect place to bring a date. Use their antique elevator to access the ground floor nightclub. The Tobacco Company has live entertainment Thursday through Sunday. The Tobacco Company, 1201 East Cary Street. For more information, visit thetobaccocompany.com.
In 5 delicious carbonated meat flavors, chicken, pork, beef, fish, and ostrich, crack open a refreshing carbonated can of liquid meat.
I'm having beef. What about you?
I mix chicken and ostrich and it tastes just like turducken.
Packed full of protein, liquid meat is the preferred energy drink for bachelors and 3 out of 10 bodybuilders. Homeless people love liquid meat too.
You spare a dollar.
Too busy to make dinner? Feed your family an ice-cold refreshing can of liquid meat.
Losing weight can be difficult. Fat layers build up over the years, and over time lodge in your brain, causing stupidness and smelly ear fungus. If you are overweight, a new diet is available that is sure to help you lose that undesirable blubber. The East Africa Diet. The East Africa Diet uses proven science to help you lose weight fast. Scientific evidence shows that the East Africa Diet is the quickest, most effective diet on the market. Enjoy 2 or 3 delicious meals a week. Many to choose from, including dirt, several grains of rice, flies from face, and nothing. 1 in 45 East Africa diets comes with scraps from dead bird that died overhead. Your diet will be supported by rigorous exercises like dig hole to find meal grubs, walk 60 miles for sip of water, and run from lion. Dieters are encouraged to spend 8 to 10 hours a day in the hot sun or near some other plus 100 degree heat source. The East Africa Diet guarantees success. Want an accelerated program? Ask how you can get a jar of mosquitoes directly from East Africa. East Africa Diet may cause hallucinations, extended belly, tight skin, bulging eyeballs, impotency, reduce desire to survive, and flies on face.
Hey guys, it's Sean from Radio Rubber Room, and I have a great product that I developed in my grandpa's tool shed. I sometimes find myself feeling troubled after eating glue, my insides feeling all bound and twisted up. That's why I invented my own glue that's great for eating. Use Sean's glue for all kinds of useful things like decorate cake, make sandwich, spread on toast, or just eat it out of the container with a used popsicle stick. You can stick stuff to other stuff with it too. My glue is infused with vitamins and minerals for an extra boost of vitamins and minerals. My glue also comes in flavors like meat, cocoa, wood, purple, and glue, all of my favorites. You'll be eating Sean's glue for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You can even use it to stick stuff to other stuff. Don't think my glue is for you? Try my spackle. Sean's Edible Glue, because constipation is no picnic.
Radio Rubber Room, your source for local music and comedy. Live on WHAN every Thursday from 10 to midnight. Also, as a podcast, www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now back to the show.
Thank you. coming or walking, take my place. So now, ain't nowhere in the world, then I'm going out that front door. Yeah, cause there's a man down there, not the old man, well, I don't know.
That was the Trongone Band with One Way Out here live on Radio Rubber Room. So, okay, good. I remembered where we left off. I wanted to ask, you guys have a gig on your website that really intrigued me. I wanted to know more about it. It's a private party, but there's no address given.
Oh.
So I was just wondering, it's like a, you know,
it's like a weird way to promote it.
How to get there. Like, I don't know. Do you guys want to tell the people where the private party is?
It depends. What date are you talking about?
Are you guys playing for, like, a secret society? Is that, is that what's going on? It's like the Hellfire Club. That you're
the whole show is a conspiracy.
This is actually a private party, guys. I don't know if anyone told you. We don't actually broadcast this. we just tricked you. We just wanted a private show. Just private show. Just for us.
This is for our own entertainment.
This is just personal entertainment. We could have asked you to our living room. But yeah, so go ahead,
Dan. I have a question. I was looking over your website earlier, and it said in the one section, because it's just two pages, but it said in the one section to stay updated, sign up for the newsletter, but then there's nowhere to sign up for this newsletter. Like, what's up with that? Am I missing something or what?
Is there
really?
It's on the right. It's above. There's all the dates listed on the right.
Okay.
And it's right above all the dates. It says sign up for the newsletter, and you just type in your email address and... We've been kind of lazy with the newsletter.
I don't know what's wrong with me. I like scared it.
Our webmaster, Johnny, has been a little lazy.
I've been lazy lately. there's a couple hundred people signed up on the newsletter, and I've just gotten lazy with it. But literally right above where the dates are, there's a little thing where you type in your email address, and it's there, I promise.
And what's the URL?
TheTrongoneBand.com.
Okay, cool.
But definitely check our Facebook.
I'm investigating.
Check the Facebook, because he actually is not lazy with that. So.
That's so easy, man. What a cop out, dude.
I know.
Facebook.
We can do it for
Facebook. Derek can do Facebook. Yeah. Derek can do Facebook.
It's like email with
Facebooking right now.
It's like email with pictures.
Which we're trying to get to 2,000 fans. We're at 1956, I believe.
Yeah,
as of right now.
We were looking at that earlier.
Yeah, so we want to hit that 2,000 mark.
Where are we at now?
1956.
1956.
Yeah. So right after tonight,
check my math. 44
new fans, and we can hit that magic 2,000.
All right, well, end of the week.
All right,
that's the goal.
End
of the
tonight,
week.
Man. 2,000. I'm feeling 44 lucky contestants.
I'll tell you what, they make fun of me for keeping track of that, but the venues and the bars really do look at.
Oh, of course they do.
They make fun of you.
They do.
Yeah. Ground them.
I know. I can't anymore. They moved out.
Ground them.
They moved out.
Yeah. So, go ahead, Dan.
How can you? I mean, you could do. You kind of. You are the brains of the operation. Essentially, you make sure they get.
Whoa, let's not get crazy.
No, he knows.
John, you showed up with the trailer. They showed up on their own. You showed up with the trailer with all the stuff.
Right.
So you can't ground them, but you could punish them passive aggressively, like.
Like not
pay them. Yeah, or like like drill holes into the guitar, not pay them.
You guys are so drums, lucky your dad was not Joe Jackson. You guys could have been born at another time. You guys are lucky. Count your blessings. Count your blessings.
They need to.
He's paying you and stuff. Paying you and stuff.
That's cake. I mean, you're not only the dad, you play bass, You book the gigs.
Booking manager, yeah.
And you're the roadie for the band too. I mean,
because we always see you're
I'm the one all these carrying the stuff, and I know. Well, they just want to make sure I don't have a heart attack. I guess keep me in shape. And I take care of all the equipment too. I build the speaker boxes. I build the speakers, and you know, Andrew's got some custom stuff that he's been running like that. We really enjoy working on together. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You gotta look out for the meal ticket, right?
Look out for the meal. I take care of the meal
ticket. when there's band practice, is there like dinner also?
At band practice, dinner? Yeah. Sometimes.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah. Like, Mom, I need dinners for the week, actually.
Careful. Careful, Sean will join your band.
They actually already said, like, pretty much people join their band all the time. So.
Yeah. Yeah,
I play the baloney.
Just bring some of your glue and we'll have a good time.
Don't worry.
Just bring the wood flavor.
I got the glue. But I do play the baloney log. I like to slap the meat. What can I say?
So, I'm looking at the site, which is not super intricate. I got to tell you, I like how you kept it like
simple.
You know, anybody can figure it out, except I just cannot find your newsletter sign up anywhere. But what is Quickler?
Let me tell you about Quickler.
Quickler
is our first corporate sponsor.
Really?
Yeah, and they're a event website for college kids. So during the college season, when kids want to know what's going on in their hometown or where the or at VCU or at Tech or whatever, they can go on Quickler.
Randolph-Macon.
Randolph-Macon, of course. Yeah, Andrew does go to Randolph-Macon.
Yeah. Oh, do you?
He's a junior. He'll be a junior.
So
and so does Matt.
Oh, and we're at the center of the universe.
And we're at the center of the universe. But anyway, Quickler provided us some support. They got us some promotional materials and a nice big backdrop and a drum with our name on it. And in return, we advertise for them, and we also keep them abreast of where we're playing in the college scene or at Cary Street for VCU. I mean, that kind of thing. So so far it's been a great relationship.
Yeah, I didn't want.
And we're always looking for more corporate sponsors.
I didn't want to interrupt you, but if Andrew would have like promoted it, it would have made it a lot cooler, Dad. College kids are listening.
Yeah, it would have been a lot cooler.
Yeah, just say what he just said.
All right. Yeah. So come party with us.
Keg stands.
Is that like the next Facebook kind of thing?
Well, it's for venues though. Like, it's not really Facebook. Ish, is it?
No, it's a web. It's an actual. Yeah.
It's its own website.
It's its own website.
It's just like, oh, I'm going to go to quickly.com and
see what's going on.
So you don't have a profile on it. You don't have.
Actually, we do.
I think we do.
Yeah. The idea is that, and it started kind of in Philly, for Temple, was a way for people to kind of find out, and we're the Quickler sponsored band in the greater, really Central Virginia area. So. Yeah. They keep track of what we're doing, and we help them out with a shout out at our shows, and keep them on our website and our Facebook. And like I said, it helps us get stuff going at some of the bigger frat parties and sororities, and they know where we are, and we let them know. So.
Now, John, how do you fit in at those frat parties? are the kids kind of sketched out? They're like, who invited the cops?
Oh, yeah, that's the story. Right. Blends in just fine.
They know who I am.
Get a little just for men.
He's just a super senior at all those frat parties.
Awesome. Do people come to you for advice? They're like
5 years and a 0.0 cum.
Are there ever any girls that are like, you should meet my mom?
Hey, my wife's listening. She's coming back from Boston. Actually, and a shout out to our sister, the boy's sister, Julia, who's a fabulous singer, but she's 14. So they're just getting back from Boston. They went to the Cape for the week. So they're on the ride home listening right now.
Oh, awesome.
In Boston?
Thanks for listening. What's that?
Wow. In Boston? Oh,
they're no, just getting back in the airport.
Excellent. I was like, no one told us that like our range like.
I know, right?
They get us excited for
Boston, yeah. Yeah, so they're on the way back.
Well, you got the FM bounce today.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Off a full moon every once in a while.
Well, cool. We're about to get to that point where we've got to take another break, play a song. But go ahead and run through all the information where everyone can find out about the Trongoni Band really quick one more time.
Well, you can find out about us at thetrongoniband.com or on Facebook at the Trongoni Band on Facebook. Or you can go to quickro.com and check us out. And that's about it.
Yeah. Nice. Okay.
Or just come to a show. Come support local music.
Yeah. Or come to the Tobacco
Company. Yeah. You can support Rubber absolutely. Room and...
$2 burgers. Support $2 your appetite, man. That's right. Oh, my goodness. Right. It's got to be one of the best $2 burgers ever.
It really
ever.
Is.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, and we always get some sheep crab soup to go with it. So.
Really? I got to try that. I got to try that.
I always thought it was $4 two burgers.
$2 burgers and $1 lettuce.
It is $1 lettuce. Try ordering a salad. They don't like that.
I think Sean ate 3 burgers one night. Is that correct?
Actually, the other half of the third burger ended up on the roof of my car and somewhere in that area of the city.
The Johnny like, probably picked it up.
If anybody sees it, please call Radio Rubber Room and report it. I think. Are you offering a reward, Sean?
Yes. You can have one half of that burger. Not the dollar lettuce. That's all going on my half.
Well, another place that has a nice burger is Sunset Grill in Mannequin, which is really our home base venue. So I'd like to give a shout out to Hondo out there at Sunset Grill because he's taking real good care of us. And we play there every Thursday night, we'll be there Saturday night actually. So
the what's the diner out there in Mannequin that's amazing?
Satterwhite.
Good breakfast. Oh, man. Yeah, good breakfast.
Happens, that's been there forever, right?
Yeah.
Like 100 years
even,
or something.
Even through the stupid construction they did there.
Oh, I didn't know anything about that. So, yeah, we got to take a break.
It is time to take a break, play a song. Speaking of a band that will be... Dan just released the RVA Mag. He did the article of this band that an issue that just came out yesterday. Sweet. This is Downbeat Switch with a Step Away.
Dead or has a loved one of yours died because of the use of vitamins? Vitamins may have come in contact with the food on your family's table. If you have noticed any of these symptoms, contact your medical health professional immediately. Feeling overly healthy, having regular bowel movements, great muscle to fat ratio, extended life, great skin, hair, and teeth,
increased sex drive and performance, and you may or may not be entitled to a cash reward. If so, contact the law offices of Radio Rub Room at www.radiorubroom.podbean.com.
So abrupt.
So abrupt. We are back. This is Radio Rub Room. We are here with the Trigroni Band.
Your mic sounds nice tonight, Sean.
I was thinking of other alternative names for the radio show.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Like House of Paper Radio.
I don't get it.
Could crumble at any second.
Oh, like a house of cards.
Oh, that's what I meant, I guess. I feel like I could punch through the walls of this radio show.
Oh, you totally could, man. By the way, be careful where you lean in there, guys. Don't like lean up against anything, or you'll bring this whole place
And if you
down.
Feel like a little bite on your leg, tell somebody. We got to catch that thing. We got to catch that thing. So, do you have a...
Yeah, what is going on, my American cousins? What is happening?
Radley, I got to tell you, you are growing on me.
I grow on people, you know. I just kind of am like a tumor, mate. People can't get enough.
Like, yeah, I definitely, if something somebody was growing on me, I'd definitely go get it looked at.
It's the hair, man. You're just so luscious, man.
You do have a nice head of hair. Sean's hair is looking good in there, too. What do you think of Sean's hair?
I mean, it's getting there. It'll soon be as rocking as mine.
He's on his way.
He's going to put a couple beads and dreadlocks, I'm sure. Look, oh, piratey. It'll be right on. Just Sean, my kind of
thing. Sean, you should get an eye patch, too.
You know, I've definitely thought about sawing off my own leg. I wouldn't even have a peg leg. I would have a guitar neck. It would be so awesome.
That is pretty awesome.
You wouldn't be able to play it or anything, but it would be super cool.
It would be an art piece.
Would be way cooler than having a leg. Like, who needs that? I definitely think that body modification is pretty extreme. You should go with that kind of thing, man. One time I thought about replacing my whole head with a drum. It would have been mind-blowing. People would have been mind-boggled.
Well, yeah, and Sean, my advice to you, take all of Radley's advice that he ever gives to you, because he's right on.
You know, I found out that we both have a trichotillomania.
Oh, yeah?
Which is the obsessive compulsive disorder to pull your own hair out of your body.
Yeah? How's that working for you?
You know, I'm patchy, you know? I used to have a luxurious chest mane. Yeah? And now it's like a little crappy highway, like a dirt road. It's not cool.
The imagery is beautiful. I don't know. I see that.
You just have a soaring eagle of a chest hair, just as luscious as the 70s and 80s could be. I could hairspray it and it would be like curly and perm looking. And now nothing, practically. It's like a barren rainforest.
I'm not going to be hungry for quite a while after this. But yeah, that's great. I mean, so you guys both found out you have it?
Yeah, man. Sometimes we pick each other's hair right out of our bodies. We
like orangutans.
Grab onto a good bit of beard, you know, and just yank.
Just yank each other's beard hair.
relieve a whole sideburn from time to time.
Yeah.
It's just you go for that feeling of relief, man.
I was wondering why Radley just had the one.
I totally just ripped it off, dude.
Well, that's.
I grabbed a hold of it with one hand and then I slapped him in the face really hard and just was like Velcro.
Oh, friends. Oh, friendship. That's good stuff.
So, Radley, have you been listening to the show, man?
You know, I never really listen, man. I just kind of produce material all the time. I never check back on what I'm doing. I just feel like it always look forward, man. There's no reason to listen or listen to even my own music that I've put out. It's just out there for everybody now. I've heard it one time. That's about good enough. You can't convince me to listen or do the same thing twice in a row.
Well, what did you listen to on the way to the station? Did you listen to the show or?
I listened to Britney Spears' new album.
see, I disagree, man. I've been listening to your Silence album over and over and over again. I sleep to it.
Did you get the hidden message, man?
No.
Well, just keep listening.
Okay, all right.
It's in there.
I trust you.
Play it at 45 speed.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I set it right before I go to sleep every night, and it's just
all
silence
night, right?
All night long.
It's just a blessing.
Yeah, just sleep right through it.
So extreme and original.
Yeah, so you got any new projects coming out?
You know, I always try to come out with new projects. I've been smashing a lot of items together. You know, me and Sean have been experimenting with lunch meats. Mm-hmm. So that's going really well. Definitely
salami has got a really bassy tone that you just don't find in a lot of drums. So definitely the threshold is getting out of there of what is music. We just keep asking ourselves, like, what kind of fish can we slap up against what kind of wood and what noise it will make? Definitely, the more smashing of things, we like a lot of that. It's very rock and roll, I feel like. A lot of people are known for smashing their instruments at the end of a performance, but I'm like, what if I like smashed all of the instruments during the performance and then it was like a mad rush to put them back together?
You are a genius. You are a mad scientist.
I've been thinking about also like other forms of art that aren't musically related. Like I thought about just following a stranger around all day. just see what he does with his life. And maybe like while he's doing things, I would put in a little background vocals like a yeah, and he would be all like, I'm just trying to put a deposit in the bank, mate. what are you doing?
I guess it's art's all how you look at it, I guess, man. I don't know.
The art of stalking, I mean, it's just new. It's just not retro at all. It's all modern.
Criminal?
Yeah.
Creepy. It's not socially acceptable, but
I feel like if you like did it for 12 hours, like as long as it was only one day, like a new person every day. And at the end of the day, I might ask him to like give me money or something.
Because you should get paid for your
you're like, art, man. I was following you around all day doing background vocals on all the things that you said to your friends and stuff. I just feel like I deserve a little bit of compensation.
That's only fair. That is only fair.
I get a lot of that treatment, actually. It's not terrible. I actually say that if you want to have that kind of thing, like background vocals of your life, like, it's pretty awesome. I feel like a real man of genius when I get some background vocals in my life.
Do you want to play a track from Radley real quick? This is off his Silence album.
No, I'd rather not.
Well, it's actually been playing I've been playing it in the background for the last 10 minutes.
I didn't even notice.
If anyone noticed.
I like that kind of thing that it's just so easy to listen to that you could just put it on and not even notice it, really. Have you been putting any thought into listening to my albums that I put out for the wildlife community?
Have I? No, because I'm not a member of the wildlife community.
Good then, because it's not for you, man. You wouldn't understand. It's mind-blowing to humans.
Now, are those albums, are they more popular with like one species than the other, or is it just like...
Well, we haven't actually sold one album. I did dump a whole truckload into the ocean to try to provoke the fishes to listen. But I think that they haven't understood the concept of music yet.
Well, they definitely heard a splash, I'm sure.
I definitely know it really affected the coral reef. It was about 90% larger before that time.
Nice.
So, speechless. There is a I feel like that is at least a little bit of impact on the world.
Well, anyways, Radley, we have the Trongoni band in the house, and they are a family of musicians who play shows. They're basically like the Partridge Family, kind of, right? It's like the male Partridge family.
I definitely think that's a cool thing. Me, myself, I have about 300 illegitimate children, and I would just love to get them all together and do like a benefit concert or something. Single mothers.
You do like a symphony, man.
It would be a single mother benefit concert. And I think that would really help out a lot of my
children. Any of them musically talented?
I mean, most likely if they came out of my loins, I believe that they would be extremely talented. And I've definitely gotten my grandpa to play a little bit of recorder. He's been playing recorder for like 100 years. And that is just amazing.
Well, the only thing about your grandfather playing in your band is you would lose half of your living room audience.
That is actually Sean's grandfather that he is listening
to. Oh, yeah. So, okay. I misunderstood.
My grandfather does way more than watch Westerns for 12 hours a day. He mostly plays recorder and wanders around the neighborhood.
I'm going to guess guy. Following people, Busy huh? Guy.
I did inherit a lot of my skills from my grandfather.
Of following people around the neighborhood?
He was more of a scarer. He would just pop out of corners when somebody was walking around and be like, "Ha, I scared you!" And they would even have an idea. He would hope that they would lure an eye on themselves or something, and that would be especially bonus. He would be talking about it for weeks.
Well, I'm glad you decided to take a different angle.
Definitely, let you guys know about my new website coming out. It's sponsored. I don't know what the word I'm looking for, but it's called tickler.com. For the mere price of $5, I will tickle anyone. So if you want to get tickled or you want your friend to get tickled, you know, just go to tickler.com.
I got $5. You tickle Dan right now.
I will tickle Dan during the break.
During the break.
Only if somebody makes a video and posts it on YouTube.
I need that money up front from you, too, by the way.
Oh, okay.
You don't get any tickling on credit.
Oh. Well, I have bad credit. Visa. You know me well.
Did you take Discover?
No, cash.
Cash.
Foreign cash.
Foreign cash is fun.
As long as you can meet the exchange rate.
That's fair. That's only fair.
Cool. Well, Radley, thank you so much for coming in once again.
It's been a pleasure.
And imposing your presence on us, as you always do every week.
You know, I like to come in here. The only thing is I have this constant fear of getting attacked by bees in this building. It's terrifying.
They're just moths.
You can even hear them on the air a little. Just swarms of them. They might just be in this room that I'm in.
Is that what that is?
It's the sound of many bees. They're even clinging to my body right now. Oh, it's nice, terrifying. Nice.
Well, at least there's not that much hair to cling to.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, Radley, you have a great night. We will see you sometime soon, I'm sure.
What do you guys even do here when I'm gone? Is there still like a show?
Oh, we just stop. We don't do anything.
No, we don't. Yeah. All right, man. Thanks a lot, dude.
It is time to take a break, play a song. This is Big Enough with Flying Machines. We will be back shortly with more from the Trigoni Band here on Radio Rubber Room.
This is Simon, and you're listening to Radio Rubber Room. It's so cool. You guys are awesome. It's Radio Rubber Room. It's a show that doesn't have any S's in it.
Hi, this is Simon's mom, and I'm here to talk to you about the Camel. The Camel is located at 1621 West Broad Street. They serve their delicious menu until 2 p.m. every night. They also have 28 taps dedicated to local and craft beer. And they always have a fantastic lineup of great live music. Everything a good Richmonder needs to have a great time. To keep up with events dates and their live music lineup, search for and like The Camel on Facebook or visit www.thecamel.org. Camel, 1621 West Broad Street in RBA.
Is your normal bargain brand toilet paper too rough? Wood-like? Are you chafing or just plain raw?
Ass clown.
Are you going through gold bar or cornstarch like it's going out of style?
Ass clown.
Do you long for something more luxurious when it comes to doing your business?
Ass clown.
Well, new from Spoof Co. comes the first ever gourmet lavatory tissue. Ass cloud.
Ass cloud.
Is made from the finest of baby bunny fur mixed with cashmere and mink pelts.
Ass cloud.
Each square is infused with nanocarbon fibers for ultimate strength.
Ass cloud.
You'll be down to one square, two tops, depending on your diet.
Ass cloud.
Ass cloud.
Ass cloud.
Comes in scents like strawberry fields.
Ass cloud.
Mountain brook.
Ass cloud.
Alpine pine.
Ass cloud.
And old pennies.
Ass cloud.
Every square is lathered with lotion, luxuriously for that extra smooth feel.
Ass cloud.
If you have to ask how much it costs, then you cannot afford it.
Wipe your bottom like the angels do.
Ass cloud.
Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room. If you are still listening, that means Bonnier Building did not go off by accident. For you, I am very happy. Enjoy the show.
Then I'll reach out.
toodle-do. Hello, baby, I'm gone, goodbye. Have a cup of rock and roll. Farewell to you, old southern skies. Oh, I'm on my way, yeah. They say when your ship rolls in, the first man takes the sail. Second takes the after deck, and third planks and rail. Shots, oh, his Cuban straight in line. Cuba's made styrofoam, and no one's got the time. Half step from Mississippi uptown, toodaloo. Hello, baby, I'm gone, goodbye. Thank you.
Excuse me. Sneezing fit over here. That was Mississippi Half Step by the Trigoni Band here on Radio Rubber Room. What's going on, guys? So I've got a question for you. All right, so I don't know much about this. I don't have kids of my own. But I know, like, you know, when you get a sonogram, you can tell, is it a girl, is it a boy? Are they able to tell you if it's a guitar player or a drummer?
I don't know, but this chair is driving me crazy.
Or did you want it to be surprised? Do you want to be surprised?
I'm trying to think. I'll be honest with you. I don't remember if we were, I think we were surprised the first time.
That he was a guitar player?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah.
I guess I knew he was going to be a guitar player when I sat him on the edge of the couch when he was very, very young. And I think we had some Stevie Ray Vaughan on, and he did a nosedive and landed on his head. And from that day on, I think he became a guitar player.
That is the best way to have your children be guitar legends. Right? Just smack them in the head a couple
just
times.
Just push them off the edge of the...
We like to refer to him as guitarded.
If you get enough brain injuries, you will eventually just have that one snap in the place. And you'll just be ultimately good.
Drummers, on the other hand, are a different story.
Now, Andrew... Can you grab your guitar case right down there real quick?
Yeah,
it's got some art all over it. Hold it up to the.
So all of our listeners can see it. Yep.
Yeah. So our listeners can see it.
So our listeners can hear it.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you are a total hippie.
Can you see the whole thing?
Did you paint that yourself?
I didn't actually. My really good friend Dalton Plummer painted this for me. He stole it for like 2 days and brought it back with this on it.
Were you worried about it in those 2 days?
I wasn't actually. I thought he was just going to write my name.
Oh, okay. So he didn't steal it. No. You knew he took it.
No, actually, that was my guitar case. Dalton stole my guitar case, and Andrew adopted it after he did the artwork. I'm not a guitar case. But
he stole the guitar case from one person. He was presented as a gift to the
black one for this one.
Okay, gotcha.
Your friend.
Yeah, actually, Dalton Plummer, he does... He does in your house tattoos and he does all sorts of random artwork, paint surfboards. He does just about everything. But yeah, he did this awesome.
You have cool friends. They steal your stuff and they paint it. My friends come over to my house and steal all of my forks. I have like no forks, and you don't know how difficult it is to eat food when you don't have any forks, man. You have to choose your diet based on your utensils.
Yeah, hey, Dan. By the way, be patient. I'm painting them.
I'm painting them.
My friends would never do something that nice to me. They would like steal my TV and paint the screen. Awesome. I'm only ever going to watch this one image. So I overheard one of you guys in the band asking Derek, like, what's going on in this show? Like, what's going on? So I just want to know, like, do you guys get the impression that we know what's going on?
I'm starting to get the impression that you guys have no idea.
No clue, man.
We might know more than you guys.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm just imagining that Dan is just, like, touching things because he's like, ooh, I can turn these knobs.
That's it, man. Like,
it's really cool.
All right, well, blah blah blah. See, you threw me off with that one, Sean. Now I don't know what I'm doing.
I was like, I thought there was gonna be a whole conversation after that.
Yeah, there wasn't.
Like, we do know what's going on. We have the rundown. It's a blessing.
We got it all written down on paper. Yeah. So so you don't do any painting yourselves?
Actually, I do.
You do?
I do. Yeah, I also do art.
So do you steal people's guitar cases and paint on them?
I don't.
Will you do that tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Do they have an art program, a good art program at Randolph Macon? Are you there for art?
I'm not really sure.
I'm not really sure. I mean, I know there's at least a decent one.
What are you there for, Andrew?
I'm actually there for.
You have no idea.
Right?
Oh, really?
What I'm there for? Yeah, but it's a music emphasis, and with this major, you can pick either like art history, or music, or drama, or anything along like the art in the arts field. But so mine is like, it's like half music based and half business and management based,
and a minor in PBR.
Awesome. I got my degree in not going to college. It was totally free.
Now, you know, a lot of people, me and Derek both went to, we took a recording technology certificate program.
And a lot of people in the music business say you got to choose one or the other. I mean, I know there are people out there like, you know, like Jack White, who does production and all that stuff extremely well. But does that ever bother you? Are you ever afraid, like, you know, that you have to choose one or the other? Like, you have to be in management or you're going to be an artist?
No, because if I had to pick, I'd pick artist.
Uh-huh.
It's just, I don't know. Whatever happens, happens.
Now, I mean, are you thinking on your feet with this? Is it like you just want to understand the management side of it? Or
yeah, that and just, you know, just like some kind of, you know, like backup plan to life, mm-hmm. but still having some kind of end to the industry and still doing something with the industry.
What do you see as the future of the music industry? Like, is there anything particular out there that you're like, wow, this is cutting edge, or this is the route that we're going in?
I don't know. I mean, who knows?
You've been majoring a lot in PBR, haven't you?
In my opinion, the future of music rests in the hands of babies.
That's very perceptive.
That's very, yeah, you're right. You hit the nail on the head there, sir.
So invest in babies. Huh?
Invest in babies.
Yes, buy as many stocks in babies as you can.
Mr. Trungoni has quite the investment in babies. So. What about your portfolio? I see it's maturing.
What's going on with the next generation of Trungoni band members?
No time soon.
No time soon.
You guys got a lot of living to do, man.
Yeah.
All right. PBR. It is time to take a break. This is Marionette with Orchid.
Love this song.
Love it.
If I can play it.
Turn the knobs. We are currently experiencing technical difficulties.
Okay, keep this going.
There it is.
To do. Don't believe the sun, and don't be led alone. Carved as the fool, you know what to do.
Suicide vest just yet. Radio Rubber Room will be right back after a word from their sponsors.
Lies are the guys, told someone that the Mila Duchmana
Somebody get the door?
Ugh. Menial tasks are making it impossible for me to enjoy being lazy. That's why I got walkers. Walkers are the first shoe to walk themselves. They walk themselves and you. Walkers are so convenient. I just start them up, and they do all the work. Walkers are made from recycled World War II tanks, and come in two stylish colors, army drab gray and camouflage. These bad boys are gonna last. Walkers' sleek and aerodynamic design enable them to get 200 yards to the gallon. The pint-sized tank fits easily into a fanny pack, or purse, and enables you to get 45 steps or more, depending on speed. Walkers come in two speeds, walking and less quick walking. Walking.
Check this out. Now I'm moving. Yeah. Yeah, this is nice. Yeah. Whoa. This is not comfortable. Whoa. This isn't natural. Yeah. Turn. How do I turn? How do I turn? Wall. Turn. Turn. Wall.
Too lazy to enjoy being walked by something else? Then try rollers. New from Spoofco.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Stairs, stairs, stairs!
Hey guys, it's me, Sean, from Radio Rubber Room, here with another great product that I developed in Grandpa's tool shed. Searching the internet can be confusing. My own research has led me to an important discovery that the internet is 99% porn. But with my newest invention, Frugal, you can search the internet easier than ever. You don't even need a computer, check it out. Grab your touch tone phone and dial 1-877-FRRROOOGLE and enter your prepaid card number. Now just let the automated voice program guide you.
Thank you for calling Frugal. Please wait while I connect you to the internet. Connection unsuccessful. Trying again. Connection successful. Please say what you are searching for.
Now just tell Frugal what you're searching for. George Washington.
Did you say Jorge Posada?
George Washington.
Did you say lemon chicken recipe?
George Washington.
Searching George Washington.
Instead of giving you potentially thousands of results, Frugal condenses all of its resulting information in just a few short sentences.
An avid vulture breeder, George Washington, sniping skills helped secure a U.S. victory in World War I. George Washington also won the Tour de France 11 times.
There you have it. Frugal. Condensing information so even I can understand it.
Radio Rubber Room, your source for local music and comedy. Live on WHAN every Thursday from 10 to midnight. Also, as a podcast, www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now back to the show.
never my answer. Yeah. And to all this you's mister.
And it ain't too bad that the way you're using me, 'cause I'm using you to do.
That was the Trongoni Band live here on Radio Rubber Room with Use Me. Well done, guys. Well done. So you guys were telling me actually during the break there's something you guys got coming up. It's called Love Fest.
Love Fest.
Tell me a little bit about Love Fest.
Love Fest is happening this Sunday.
This Sunday?
This Sunday.
I should have brought this up this earlier Sunday. In the show when people were still listening.
July.
Yeah.
It's still July on Sunday.
Sunday, right? July 29th.
Yeah, most July 29th.
Most of our listeners are octogenarians, so they usually fall asleep during the show.
The percent that
thanks for explaining that to me so I didn't have to look stupid and not know what it meant, too. Thank you for throwing welcome. The definition in there, too.
Look it up. Don't you have Google?
So tell me a little bit more about Love Fest. Yeah.
Love Fest is it's a little festival in Powhatan on an orchid farm.
That's cool, man.
It's pretty cool. It's going to be a lot of bands. We're going to be running sound. We're going to be headlining.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just it's a lot of love. A lot of
sounds
music,
like it. Sounds like it.
A lot of festing.
Orchids are. I mean, aren't they really like? What's the word for it? They're really hard to grow and cultivate.
Right. Oh, it's an art, man.
Is it inside or do they grow them outside?
He has like a greenhouse.
Cool. Huge greenhouses and stuff.
Do you guys play in the greenhouse or outside?
We don't. We actually play outside.
Do you like frolic in the greenhouse?
Yes. We go looking for Sarah Jessica Parker's orchid.
Over my head, but I'm not that smart.
To give you some background, I'll help Andrew out. Our Chadwick, which is Chadwick and Sons Orchid Farm in Powhatan in Flat Rock. This is 8th annual Love Fest. He typically brings in 5 bands. This Sunday will be from 3 to 8 p.m. And you can check out our Facebook for more information. But basically, like Andrew said, we'll be doing sound for the stage and also a headlining air at about 6:30. But he does a lot of specialty orchids for a lot of famous people. And he kind of gives back once a year with Love Fest. It's 8th annual. Great Haven Winery will be there, some other vendors, and basically it's just a big love fest. So if you're interested, check it out.
How much is it?
It's free.
Oh, really? Free, oh, yeah. You can't sell love, right? Love
you can't sell love.
You can't put a price tag on love.
You can't buy love.
You can sell it.
But cool.
You can't buy love, but money helps.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you guys play, I mean, you play weekly, and the songs that you play, your sets, they're always developing. Do you just have, like, a catalog of songs that you always play, or are you always learning new stuff to incorporate?
Yeah, a mixture. More of, like, 70-30% ratio on that. 70 being songs we know in the catalog and, you know, 30% effort in bringing in new ones, but it's just rotating. It's rotating just the catalog for most of the time.
How many Grateful Dead songs do you know how to play?
A handful.
Well, we do a 4-hour show, so yeah. We can do 4 hours of Grateful Dead.
Yeah, we know a lot.
Like, how long do you think you could just do in general?
How long could we do?
How long could you play?
Say, no stuff. Could you 3 days straight? No,
yeah,
no,
I think 3 days straight.
No breaks?
We would go through every genre at that point, but starting with Southern Rock and then blues and then Grateful Dead jam. And
would you guys ever be down to do that?
And then back around to Sublime.
Yeah. Just no breaks, no food.
You guys
food.
Should get like sponsored by Adderall or one of those.
Yeah, you can get Vyvanse to...
Why are you guys pointing at each other?
Adderall Fest with the
band. You guys could send it to the Guinness Book of World Records. I don't know what the record is. What's the longest?
I have no idea
for a band playing just straight. No breaks.
I think it was a Grateful Dead, and it was like 28 years. Just one continuous song.
Is that what they used to do?
They just like never stop, get in the bus and keep jamming. Still part of the same show.
Yeah,
I do remember we did a private party in Goochland. Well, I think we started at 6 o'clock and we ended about 5 a.m. So,
did it have an address?
It was down by the
river. We left the address off.
It was down by the river in Westview.
All right, guys, I've got an update too. By the way,
is this the Bohemian Society?
Wait, where is it?
Update.
Jody's party.
I have an update for you guys. All right, I've been keeping up with the Facebook since you guys. All right, earlier it was at 1956.
Right.
Since you've been on Radio
Rubber
Room, you
guys lost like seven.
I just checked. It's at 1955. I don't know. That we'll check it again later. I don't trust that math.
So. Somebody was
that was
not
me.
Happy.
I just left.
Like, I quit, man.
I just unliked.
Facebook is very random with that stuff. I don't understand it. But.
Cool. Well, I got to say, you know, Trungoni Band, thank you guys for coming and hanging
thanks
out
for
with
having
us.
It was a ball.
And before we go, I mean, is there anything we didn't cover? I did see on August 30th, you guys are playing a leukemia benefit show at Gallery 5.
Yeah, Gallery 5. With that's Brett. That's Brett's baby. Brett is heavily involved in a lot of that stuff. Especially, he has another project called Maharal, which is a Middle Eastern
rock
slash belly dancing.
Do they have like electric sitar?
He plays the saz, which is a Turkish version of the sitar. And anyway, we'll be doing that. We'll be helping him out with that. We go back and forth on those. We like doing a lot of benefits, actually.
That's good. Is there any like details to it? Like how much proceeds go to like?
I'm not sure how. I would just keep an eye out because I think he's trying to put the details together for it.
Cool.
So,
Love Gallery.
It'll
5.
Be on our Facebook and our website and also Maharal's.
Excellent.
But
well,
I appreciate you asking about that.
Yeah, no problem. Anything else that we might have been missing?
Just, I mean, we love to play music, and it's a great time to spend with my boys, and it's quality time, and I don't think very many people get an opportunity to do it, and I certainly appreciate it every minute, and just go out and support local music. We love being out there and all our friends, and definitely a shout-out to all our fans who come out and support us really well and keep us coming back, so...
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you, guys. Pleasure having you on the Radio Rubber Room. We'll be back next week. We've got one more song to play here. On the way out, we've got Cardinal Compass with All I've Got.
I think we're actually out of time for songs.
No, we got time. It's only a 2-minute song.
All right. Let's see. Let's see if I can get this to work here.
You got it. Oh, yeah.
No. I'm just going to sing my interpretation of the song.
You can do it. You can use the CD player.
You can do it.
I believe in you.
Yeah.
Man.
I was just going to...
WHAN Ashland Richmond, W275BQ Ashland, 1430 AM, and now 102.9 FM, WHAN.